What we are actually trying to do is make sure that the neighborhoods who are already taking off and who could simply charge a very, very high rate for all housing, don't do that, right? We don't want to allow any neighborhood to become inaccessible to a resident. And that's why abatements in these market-ripe neighborhoods must reflect the priority for affordable housing. In other neighborhoods that haven't taken off so much, the market rate isn't as high. So this neighborhood, the market rate isn't as high as the short term. Therefore, what's being developed is more affordable to more people. And at the same time, other incentives outside of abatements are put into play to basically require an affordability component anyway. This project that we're standing on top of is the perfect example of that. It has 100% abatement, but the negotiation with the city to get participation and infrastructure and all of that required that the developer put in affordability.